Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, my friends. Welcome back to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where we are talking about our 2023 marketing performance. So I want you to do a review of your marketing plan for 2023, and I want you to really look at it and see where did you put your efforts, and then more importantly, were those the channels that drove your business this past year? So when we come to the end of the year, like we are now, we want to reflect and we want to look at where did our business come from and where did we put our effort and our money if we had a marketing budget, which hopefully you had a marketing budget, so that we can use that data to help us plan for next year. So what I want you to do is go back through your calendar and start in January. And I want you to look at when did you have promotions and what promotions did you have? What did you sell in your business this year? What products did you sell? What services? Did you run sales? Did you run promotions? Did you launch a course? Did you sell a group coaching program? And I want you just to grab a pen and a paper or an Excel spreadsheet, whatever it is that you're the most comfortable with. And I want you to note down the dates. When did you do these things and how did they work? So I want you to go back and look at, like, if you did a promotion, and you may not have the data this year, and that's okay. If you don't have the data this year, you'll track it for next year so that you do have the data available. But I want you to look at how many people opened your emails for your promotions, how many people bought. What was the conversion rate for your sales page? So if you had 100 people see your sales page and one person bought, then you had a 1% conversion. If 5 people bought and 100 people saw your sales page, you had a 5% conversion. And I want you to keep track of that. So how many people bought during each promotional period? If you don't run promotions, you just go monthly, then I want you to keep track of how many people bought each month. And I want you to start tracking metrics so that you can understand how your sales funnel is working. How many people do you need to see your offer before you have somebody buy? What's your conversion rate? If you need 1,000 people to come through your offer to sell one, then you don't have a really good conversion rate, and maybe there's a problem with your offer, and maybe you need to make some changes to it for next year. So that's really what you're trying to get. So I want you to track your metrics. I want you to look at each promotional period. So if you ran 3 launches this year, then you had 3 promotional periods. If you're on Evergreen, then maybe you didn't have a promotional period, and maybe you go month by month by month. What I want you to look at from a sales standpoint is how many sales did you make across the course of 12 months? And when did those sales come in? If you have data from last year, I'd like you to also look at that to see how did this year compare to last year? Are you up? Are you down? Are you stagnant? Is there room for growth? So what I want you to really start to understand is, okay, if I'm selling 5 a month, is that good? Is that bad? Can I do more? Do I want to try to sell 7 a month next year or 3 a month? Like, you really need to kind of figure out what's doable for you and your business and the sustained level of growth that you want. So that's your first thing. What promotions, if you had promotions, what promotions did you have? When did you hold them? How did you do your promotions? Like, was it email? Was it a live challenge? What did you do? And then what was the ultimate result. How many people enrolled? How many people hired you? How many people bought your product? And then what money did you make? And I want you to track that across the year so that you know what months you make money. Like, you may see that there's a seasonal trend. With my business, I definitely have months that historically are better than others. I tend to have slower months, like July and August, tend to be very low for me from a sales standpoint. So as I'm doing my planning, when I did my review for 2023, I noticed that 2023, 2022, and 2021 all had this dip in July and August. So you know what, guys? I'm not promoting anything next year in July and August. I'm taking the months off and I'm going to work with my students that I have. And my son and I are just going to kind of enjoy a little bit quieter summer for that month or two that tends to be quiet in the business. Why put a big promotion in at a period where it really doesn't make a difference because it's not a great month for me? However, January, September, and October are fantastic months for me. So you better believe January, September, and October are going to have all sorts of things going on. I will have big program launches in January, September, and October of next year. I also have one in February because that Q1 and then the end of Q3, early Q4 are really good. That's when I'm going to focus. So that's what I want you to get to the point of understanding is, when do your sales come in? So how much money did you make this year, or how much money have you made year to date? Because you've got a couple weeks left in the year. You can always update your numbers once you get to the end of the year. You can do it in January and just look at it and see kind of where are you at. If you work one-on-one with clients, when do your clients normally come in? How do you go about getting your clients? So I want you to look at that. I also want you to start tracking your email. So if you don't know where you were with your email list at the beginning of the year, that's okay. You'll take your report for the end of 2023, and that'll be your baseline going into 2024 so that you can look and see what kind of email marketing growth you have next year. If you're focusing on specific social media channels, then I want you to take that baseline. If you don't have the baseline number from where you were at the beginning of the year, it's okay. You'll take the 2023 one, and that'll become your baseline going into 2024. Because what you want to understand is, what growth are you seeing for each channel that you're putting your time and effort into? And then I want you to go into Google Analytics, because the answers to all of your questions are in Google Analytics. If you're putting time and effort into a marketing channel, then we want to make sure that we're seeing a return. And by seeing a return, we want to know that people are coming to our website, they're signing up for our emails, they're getting on our lists, they're buying our products or services. So I want you to know where to focus your energy for 2024. So go in and see, where did your money come from? Which channels are driving money, which channels are driving traffic. If you've set up your e-commerce information in Google Analytics, you'll actually be able to know where the revenue is coming from. If not, you can set up goals so you have an idea, you have it tied to your conversions or your URL that somebody gets when they get the thank you page for making the conversion. There are things that you can do in Google Analytics so that you know which channel is sending the majority of the money, where the traffic is coming from. The other thing I want you to do, we talked about your SEO and content metrics and planning and review on the SEO Thursday podcast episodes. I want you to listen to those as well, because that's going to go into how do we look at what's happened from an SEO standpoint. If that was one of your channels you were focusing on this year, where are your keyword rankings? How's your domain authority? How's your total website traffic? All of that, because I want you to gather as much data as possible that paints a picture of how 2023 went from a marketing perspective. So what did you sell? How much money did you make? How much money did you spend? If you did ads, or you did billboards, or you participated in local community groups, or you joined the chamber, what amount of money did you spend? And what was the return on that investment? Because that's how you're going to figure out what you invest in next year and what you don't, and what you do from a marketing perspective and what you do differently. So if you have marketing related expenses, and if you're not tracking all of those, you need to, because you're going to need them for tax time, guys. So make sure, you know, you're making it easy on yourself. Put all of your business expenses on one credit card. don't use it for personal. Don't intermix the money between your personal account and your business account, because it's going to be a nightmare when it comes time to do taxes. Just have one dedicated credit card that you put all your business stuff on. Keep a separate bank account, all of that. Just make this easier for you moving forward. Treat your business like a business, not a hobby. Get your business bank account, all of that. What you're going to want to do is look to see, okay, I joined the chamber. I spent $500. I got 4 clients from it. That's probably a really good thing to do again next year. But I joined the chamber. I spent $500. I never went to a mixer. I never met with anyone. I was too afraid to step up, or I was too busy to go. Then you maybe don't want to join it. You maybe don't want to renew unless you're going to do something different next year. And we're going to talk more about that on next week's episode, where we go through the planning. So for this week, your job is to review. Go through and look at your website traffic. What channels sent traffic to your website in 2023? Now, 2023 is kind of a pain because we're going to have to look at our Universal Analytics data and our GA4 data, and we're going to have to combine. In most cases, we're going to have to combine the two on a spreadsheet manually in order to have that review for the year, because we all had to switch to GA4 over the summer. It's a pain in the butt. I know. I understand it. I get it. I just keep it all on an Excel spreadsheet and I build it out year after year. I give this spreadsheet to my students in Simple SEO Content. I also give the same spreadsheet to my students in Simple Marketing. So if you're in one of my courses and you don't have a copy of the the website traffic tracker spreadsheet, it's in your course in the module that's all about reporting and analytics. You can download it there. If you have a problem, just email me. You know how to find me. But you're going to want to track that. And what I want you to look at is month by month by month, whichever marketing channels you've focused on. If you didn't focus on any specifically in 2023, then don't worry about it. Just look at your total traffic. But if you were focused on social media, or you were focused on email, or you were focused on SEO or paid, I want you to look at that specific traffic each month. And I want you to show what percentage of traffic that was relevant to your total traffic. And I also want you to look at what it cost you if it was a paid channel. What was your return on investment? If you have the tracking available to see where your sales came from, I want you to look at that. Where did your sales come from? I want you to look at your sales for the course of the year. Which months did you make money? Did you make money every month, or did you make money 3 or 6 or 9 of the months? Like, where does your money come in? How much money did you make? How much money did you spend? Because we need to know that we're spending less than we're earning in order to make a profit and be able to pay ourselves. Remember, Carla talked about making sure that we're able to pay ourselves when we did that podcast interview with her. It's very, very important. The only way your business is going to grow and you're going to be able to do this and either have this be your full-time thing or be able to quit your full-time job or work part, you know, whatever your goal is, the only way to do this is to make sure you're making money in your business. So we want to make sure we're doing that. So for 2023 review, who did you work with? How many clients did you take on? How many sales did you make? What money did you earn? Then you're going to want to look at, what did you spend on your marketing channels? Where did you focus your marketing efforts? And what return did you get from that? Because that's going to help you make decisions as to what we're going to do moving forward. So compile that information this week. It can just be a notepad full of ideas. It can be an Excel spreadsheet. Just get your data down. And then next week, we're going to talk a little more about how we go from here and plan 2024. And then if you really want to make this easier, join me in Simple Marketing and we'll go through the whole thing together and really get your plan laid out for you. That's what students are doing right now in there with me, is putting their 2024 plan together in like lifetime. That's what we're working on, so that by the time we get to holiday break, the 2024 plan is nailed down. We've done the competitive research. We've really made sure we've niched down. We've really identified the ideal customer, and we figured out where we're putting our marketing efforts for next year, and we're ready to go. And so if you want to do that, come join me in class. Like, seriously, shoot me a note. We can get you in there right now. We're working on it. Or we'll be teaching the big live launch for the full community in February. All right. So for this week, your homework, and I know I'm giving you homework this week, but this is really important, is to review what worked and what didn't work in 2023. What did you do and what were the results and where did you make the money? And then next week, we're going to plan for 2024 based on how things have gone in 2023. All right, you guys have a great week and I will see you back here. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.